السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. ما بعد, in our last session we had briefly discussed the aspect of hypocrisy, nifaq, a disease, a spiritual disease, which every single mu'min and believer should be quite concerned that this disease does not become evident, or the signs of this disease do not become evident in his heart. Because if it is not nipped in the bud, treated, diagnosed, identified, then the fear is that eventually this cancerous disease can cause the death of the spiritual heart, meaning that the person's iman can completely be destroyed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. So, the aspect of hypocrisy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself has discussed it in the Quran Sharif in a number of verses. And in the dua of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us to seek refuge. And in that dua, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made, Allahumma tahhir qalbi min al-nifaq. That Ya Allah, purify my heart from hypocrisy. Now Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was not the slightest doubt that hypocrisy could have set into the heart of the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whose iman could have been stronger than the iman of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making this dua was actually ta'leeman lil ummah, to teach the ummah that if I, the Nabi of Allah, who has such a spiritually purified heart, if I am concerned about hypocrisy, then how much more concerned should you not be with regards to hypocrisy coming into the heart? So here in this dua, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sought protection from hypocrisy and the diseases and the signs rather of hypocrisy. So he said, Allahumma tahhir qalbi min al-nifaq wa amali min al-riya. And Ya Allah, purify my a'mal and my actions from riya, from show business. And Allah Ta'ala speaks about this in the Quran Sharif, that innal munafiqina yukhadi'un Allah wa huwa khadi'un wa idha qamu ila as-salati qamu kusala yura'un an-nas. That they do things for show business. They do not have sincerity. That ikhlas is the missing ingredients, as our late Imam Mu'ayyad Sahib rahmatullah used to say, that the missing ingredient in our lives and in our actions and in our activities of deed, the missing ingredient is ikhlas and sincerity. And the beautiful example that he used to give is to say that sometimes you have a program taking place, and why is it that hidayat is not spreading? So sometimes it's not necessarily the speaker. Sometimes it could be a number of other aspects. And he says for that program to be a means of hidayat, one is the speaker needs to have sincerity. That the person giving the bayan, he is inviting towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not inviting towards himself. Unfortunately, sometimes the speaker is inviting towards himself. He wants the praises of people. Sometimes he will quote lengthy Arabic texts. People do not understand this, but it's to impress the crowd. Now, of course, we cannot judge. The person will know what is in his heart. So his intention is to impress the crowd. But sometimes the speaker has got a lot of sincerity. He is doing it solely and only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But those that are sitting in the program, those who are seated, they are just sitting there for entertainment. So many of these programs that are held, it's for entertainment. Pass the night, very, very nice bayan. A lot of humor in the bayan too. And, you know, nice stories we get to hear in the bayan. I like to listen to his bayan. So the objective of listening to the bayan is not so that some revolution must take place in my life, how I can become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what new aspect of deen I can implement in my life. That is not the intention. Intention is to pass some time with a very good speaker. So that is the intention. So sometimes the listeners do not have the sincerity. And then as the rahmatullah used to say, and sometimes you find that the organizers of that program, they are not doing it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are bringing a certain sheikh down for their program. The whole objective is that we must get a larger crowd so that we can enhance our organization, we can get more funds. We can get more people will donate to our institute. So their intention is dunya. Their intention is wealth. Their intention is not the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, that we are bringing this speaker down so that people can change their lives. That this is a great wali of Allah. This is an imam of the haram. This is a such and such person, that if he comes down and if the youth come into his company, they will be inspired. That is not their intention. Their ulterior motive is something else. So they do not have sincerity. And when the missing ingredient is missing, we are not going to see the desired results. So this sincerity is such an important aspect in our lives. Month of Ramadan, an ideal opportunity to develop this sincerity in our hearts. Do for Allah's pleasure. Allah will give you from His treasure. So Nabi Kareem saw some sort of refuge from this show business. Doing things for show, for others besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he said, Allahumma tahhir qalbi min al-nifaq. Ya Allah, purify my heart from hypocrisy. Wa amali min al-riya, and purify my actions from riya. Wa lisani min al-kadhib, and Ya Allah, purify my tongue from speaking lies. This was a sign of the munafiqeen, idha haddatha kadhaba. When they speak lies. So Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Ya Allah, you purify my tongue from lies. That I must always speak the truth and nothing but the truth. And then finally in this dua, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Ya Allah, wa'ayni min al-khiyana. Ya Allah, protect my eyes from disloyalty. The Allah Ta'ala speaks about the eyes, ya'lamu kha'inat al-a'yuni wa ma tukhfi al-sudur. Allah Ta'ala is well aware with regards to the cheating of the eyes. And what is this cheating of the eyes? What we have heard over and over and over again. And sometimes we're thinking something trivial. But from this we understand how serious it is. The cheating of the eyes, casting lustful glances, which has become so common. People are involved in it. People you would not even expect. Sometimes the elderly person has got the white beard too. It's, mashallah, one foot is already in the grave, reading a lot of Quran Sharif. But this particular sickness and disease, very hard to give up. Casting lustful glances. And this is something we should make dua. Allah, purify my eyes from cheating, from disloyalty. So, the opposite also needs to be implemented in our lives. One is the eradication of hypocrisy from the heart. And on the other hand is the strengthening of our iman. The strengthening of our iman. And this month of Ramadan is about that. That we need to strengthen our iman. We need to consolidate our iman. And ensure that our iman is at optimum levels. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the true mu'mineen. And we'll just try and discuss one or two qualities. So Allah ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. So one is the munafiqeen, the hypocrites. Allah ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ وَلَن تَجِدَ لَهُمْ نَصِيرًا. That the munafiqeen will be in the lowest pit of the fire of Jahannam. And there will be no one there to assist them and help them. And on the other hand, Allah ta'ala speaks about the mu'mineen. The total opposite. Allah Ta'ala says, after mentioning all the qualities of the true believers, Allah Ta'ala mentions, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ الَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسِ. That the true mu'mineen, they will become the inheritors and the heirs of Jannatul Firdaus. The one is the munafiqeen in the lowest pit of Jahannam. And one is those mu'mineen who have got the true sifat and qualities of the believers, they will get Jannatul Firdaus. So we must aim for the highest, aim for the best. So what are these qualities of the mu'mineen? Some of these qualities Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, that the believers have indeed achieved success. Which believers? الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. We had mentioned that the munafiqeen, what was their condition with regards to salah? That they used to perform salah. They used to even perform salah with jama'ah. But there was that zeal and enthusiasm was missing. They were just performing for the sake of performing it. Today this is our condition. In fact, some of us, Allah Ta'ala forgive us. But even in the month of Ramadan, we are not performing our salah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that the person who is not performing his salah, then he is like the example of a body which does not have a head. Today the Muslim ummah, the vast majority of the Muslim ummah, their salah is not in order. And this is why we find that the nusrat and the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not coming. When there is no life in that body, then how can that body move? So the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that life is missing. That salah is the missing aspect in the lives of the mu'mineen and the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is why though we are a vast ummah, a large ummah, multitude of Muslims throughout the world, but why is it that the help and nusrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not coming? These are amongst the reasons. So, الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says, the true mu'mineen, they have got the quality of devotion and concentration in their salah. And this is something we should make an effort to develop in the month of Ramadan. One is, Alhamdulillah, we are performing our salah with jama'at. Excellent, mashallah. Look at how full the masjid is. Fajr, mashallah, the safs are right till the sehen area. But It is so sad, respected elders and brothers, that the moment the moon of Eid is sighted, we find that the serfs come back to 3, 4, 5. Where are all the people gone? Is Allah Ta'ala only alive in the month of Ramadan? Allah Ta'ala is the one who provides for us. We need to see the same numbers throughout the year. And that is why until the Muslim Ummah does not get Salah and Fajr Salah correct in their lives, we are not going to see the help. In fact, it is mentioned that the Jews, they had mentioned that we will not fear the Muslim Ummah until we do not see the same numbers for the Fajr Salah as we see for the Jummah Salah. That when we see for the Fajr Salah, the same numbers that we see for Jummah Salah, we do not fear them because they will not have that power. That power is Muslim. And this is our power, this is the strength. That is why Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, he mentioned, I remember he ruled over 2/3 of the then known world. And how did he rule? Was it because of his wealth? Was it because of his status and degrees and qualifications? What qualifications did he have? What was it? What kind of wealth he had? One sahabi said, when Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu stood at the minbar, he was the Amirul Mu'mineen. He said, I counted 12 patches on the garment of Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. They completely annihilated themselves. I'll give you an example of the annihilation of Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. At night, he would roam the streets to see the condition of the people. He would roam the streets to see what is the condition of my people. That is it, am I fulfilling my duties and my responsibilities? Today, people aspire for high positions just to enhance themselves and to live better lives. But there was that concern and fikr that I must be fulfilling this great responsibility on my shoulders. So once he was roaming the streets and he noticed that there was a lady, she had the children around her and these children were crying and she was cooking some food. So immediately he passed by and he says, "Oh woman, why are these children crying?" So she said, "Well, I do not have food." He says, "Well, what are you cooking?" So I said, no, you see, I don't have food, but I just got some water in this pot, so I'm allowing it to boil. When the children hear the sound of the boiling water, they will get some comfort and they will sleep. She said, but the Amirul Mu'mineen, he doesn't know our condition. He's not concerned with regards to our condition. So Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu immediately moved from there, returned to the public treasury, the Baytul Mal, and he took some flour, he took some butter, he took some other items and ingredients. His servant was with him. He told the servant, "Now I want you to load this on my back." The servant said, "Well, I am here, I will put it on my back." He said, no, you load it. This is my command to you, you load it on my back. Amirul Mu'mineen. He walks, travels back to this woman's home, knocks on the door. He asks her to move one side. He said, "I brought some provisions for you." He then enters the home. He then prepares a meal for the family. He sits, Amirul Mu'mineen, leaders, the ruler of 2/3 of the then known world. He prepares that meal. He then dishes it out for the children. And then he moves from the home, the woman thanks him, and he waits one side. Until he sees the children have eaten, they begin playing. Then he tells his servant, "You know why I waited?" He says, "When I came, I saw these children were crying. Now, I cannot leave this home until I see these children smiling and playing." These are the hearts. This is the level of fana'iyat and annihilation that was found in the lives of the Sahaba-i-Kiram. So he ruled over 2/3 of the then known world. He wrote to his governors. He wrote to his rulers and governors. He says, "Inna ahamma umurikum indi as-salah. In my eyes, your most important matter and affair is your salah. Man hafidhaha wa hafadha alayha hafidha deenahu." That whomsoever amongst you protects and safeguards and maintains his salah, you will be more protective and particular with regards to other aspects. Wa man dayya'aha fahuwa lima siwaha adya. And whomsoever amongst you squanders and destroys and is negligent with regards to his salah, then you will be more negligent and destructive in your other affairs. And this is our condition. We should be very, very particular with regards to our salah, and then improving the levels of our salah, getting concentration and devotion into our salah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to develop these wonderful qualities in our lives. May Allah ta'ala make it possible for us to eradicate all the evil traits and tendencies in our hearts. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.